This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. 4946.
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, a dealership with years of experience in getting folks in the vehicle that fits their lifestyle and budget. They're well connected in the industry and can quickly find the vehicle you're looking for. Cars, minivans, SUVs, light and heavy duty trucks, even golf carts. Check out their current inventory at sampleautosales.com or call them at 701-573-7875. Better yet, stop in their showroom along Highway 22 in Manning, North Dakota. Put their many years of experience to work for you at Sample Auto Sales.
Welcome back to the Mondak Oilfield Review. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
What else is changing rapidly out in the oil and gas world?
Well, I think the governor touched on it, and that is automatic data collection and data analysis. We can collect an awful lot of data, but if we don't automate those systems for the data collection so that we're gathering what we need continuously and when we need it, and if we don't automate the analysis of the data, then we just fill enormous amounts of data storage with information that is useless to people in terms of innovation and improvement. So he's really pushing the initiatives of more automatic data collection points and systems to automatically analyze that and alert somebody that there is an issue or an opportunity to make something happen. The oil and gas industry is capable of generating profits in a bull and a bear market. Mm-hmm. There's a difference, obviously, in a bull market when oil prices are high or rising, capital is attracted to things like drilling and increasing production. In a bear market, when prices are declining, then the shift and the focus is to investing capital in innovation and automation and reducing costs. And so we've seen through state government and through the EERC that same kind of a shift.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. All of our social media links available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.